and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Glad to have with us here on KFUE's Morning Show as we continue our Friday broadcast. Jane Blocker, Red Cross Greater Kansas Executive Director. We're talking about the need for blood donations, especially during the winter season and winter storm season.
Jane, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Glad to have you on. How are things going here today?
We're doing great, and happy Valentine's Day to all of our listeners, and we're just hoping that everybody will consider giving with their whole heart this month. We have a few drives coming up in Emporia that I'd like to let everybody know about. There's one on Monday at Riverside Elementary from 12 to 6, and then on Monday, February 24th, at Logan Elementary from 2 to 6. So yeah. Very grateful to have those partnerships with those schools that open their doors and their hearts to everybody in the Emporia area so they can go in and give that gift of life.
Speaking of your partners here, how important is it to have, you know, schools on the list or recurring and regular, like, locations to have your blood drives? Basically, whenever you say, hey, we need something, they're always ready to jump as opposed to maybe having to find sites on a regular basis.
Well, their partnerships are critical because without those partnerships, our mission would not be possible. We rely on the generosity of partners, businesses, schools, universities that are willing to open their doors and their hearts to let us come in and make sure that we have, you know, an adequate supply of blood stocked on hospital shelves everywhere. And they understand the need for having a good blood source. And so we're just very grateful to them. All over the country, we rely on these partnerships to make it all work.
Well, how critical is the need out there as we speak, Jane?
Well, it's been a very challenging winter. January was devastating to our blood supply because of winter storms. And we're just asking the public now to give blood to help us combat the impact that weather had on blood donations this winter. So people of all blood types, especially those with type O negative blood, are needed this month. And, you know, we, not just in the Kansas area, but all over the country, we were forced to cancel thousands and thousands of blood drives. So that left a lot of uncollected blood out there. So we are trying to make up for that fast and furious by, you know, scheduling more drives that people can go in and give blood to. But, you know, we've got more weather coming in next week. And so as the threat of storms, you know, persists, it's just critical to help the blood supply recover from the shortfall that we've experienced in the past several weeks.
Can you give a sense of, you mentioned here about the shortfall, but I guess maybe how short are you versus where you need to be at this time of year? And, you know, the thought comes up here about, you know, you're with, you know, these blood drives coming off the table, how short does this make you?
Well, we are not in a critical shortage just quite yet, but we're getting dangerously close. And so, fortunately, our phlebotomist teams have been able to make up for some of it, but not all. And, you know, next week, I think we have the threat of possibly two storms coming in, which may cause the cancellation. We don't cancel unless we absolutely have to. If it puts our blood teams in harm's way by traveling, or it puts our donors in harm's way, having to get out to attend those blood drives, we will cancel. So, you know, we're just hoping that everybody recognizes the need to make sure that the hospitals are supplied with an adequate amount of blood for surgeries and, you know, all the other transfusions that take place. One thing I also wanted to mention is that February is Black History Month, which centers on the outstanding achievements of Black Americans. And so our theme this year during February is Black Excellence is in Our Blood. And this is a time when we are honoring the vibrant legacy of trailblazers who continue to shape our humanitarian mission. And back in 2021, we launched a sickle cell initiative to diversify our blood supply and to grow the number of donors who are Black so that they can help patients who have sickle cell disease and improve their health outcomes. Susan Fahler may have mentioned this on your program before, but right now only about 3% of the total donor base in the country happen to be African-American individuals. And so those who are afflicted with sickle cell disease can go through 100 transfusions of blood each year. It's a very painful disease, and the medical research has shown us that when they receive a transfusion from somebody of African descent, there is a component in that blood that is better for them. And we are just trying to encourage everybody of African descent to consider giving a donation if they haven't before. We have these blood drives all over the country, and we're just working really, really hard to get more African Americans in to give blood, as well as Hispanics. Hispanic population traditionally makes up only 4% of our blood supply. So we're just asking, you know, Black Americans to commemorate Black history this month by rolling up their sleeves and giving, you know, consider giving that gift of life at a local blood drive.
So if folks want to get registered for any of these drives, is there one particular place they can log on to make their appointments, Jane?
Sure. There's three different ways. You can download the free Red Cross Blood Donor app, or you can go to redcrossblood.org, or you can call 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment that way.
Outstanding. Jane Blocker again joining us with the Red Cross as we talk about, you know, not only the short-term side of things with the Red Cross blood drives that are on the schedule here through the end of the month and into early March, but also some of the concerns that have happened here during the winter months. Jane, let me ask you here, too, because it seems like, you know, the Red Cross is offering some potential incentives as well here for potential donors to come on in and roll up their sleeves, sit in the chair for about 30 to 45 minutes and walk out with that donation made up and ready to go.
Yes, we are offering all presenting donors a $15 Amazon gift card that will be emailed to them. And that applies to any donor coming in to give that gift of life.
Outstanding. Well, Jane, what else do we need to maybe know about here when it comes to the Red Cross and disasters? I know that the blood side of things was our big talking point here for today, but what else, what other types of help does the Red Cross provide here when it comes to disaster settings, and how have you been tapped so far in the winter months when it comes to that side of it?
Yeah, were you busy out in California, fires out there?
Yes, great question. We still have local volunteers that are deployed out in the California area that was impacted by the fires. They are primarily working in a sheltering function. We've got a couple of shelters open out there that are housing lots of individuals whose homes were destroyed and they do not have any place to go. So we anticipate being out in California for quite some time. We've been lucky here in the state of Kansas this winter as we have not had any major disasters or storms coming in that have displaced individuals, but we are still responding on almost a daily basis to single-family fires and oftentimes apartment fires as well. So we are always in the need of disaster action team volunteers who can serve with our disaster response leaders. The training is very accessible. Most of it can be done online. But we are always looking for those types of volunteers who are willing to go out 24/7, 365 to assist families and individuals who have been displaced either temporarily or permanently by a fire or other disaster. Those volunteers that do that work feel like it's some of the most meaningful experiences they've had helping a family. And, you know, when they see the Red Cross coming, they know that stands for help and hope. And so it's a very gratifying voluntary experience that individuals can have. So it's especially ideal for active retirees who are looking for a meaningful way to fill some of their time. Besides just responding to disasters, there's lots of other volunteer job functions they can serve in as well. Some of those job opportunities for our volunteers can be just working from home using their computer. It doesn't have to be any type of on-scene response, but there's lots of different opportunities depending on what that volunteer's area of interest is. So we would encourage everybody, if you're interested in doing that, you can go to redcross.org to apply online or call 800-RED-CROSS.
Outstanding. Well, Jean, thanks so much for your time here with us this morning, and best of luck as you continue seeking those not only blood drive partners, but those blood drive donors, and hopefully get those supplies restocked again.
Yeah, keep us posted, Jean.
Thank you for supporting our mission so enthusiastically. We appreciate you all.
Yeah, always great to talk to you, and Jane Blocker, American Red Cross, always does a great job with us here.
You're here.
And the need for blood, well, it's great, Chuck. It is great.
Always seems to be. And want to let you know that when we come back on a Monday, when we get ready for that 8:20 slot, we'll have our monthly visit with ESU Health and Human Performance Professor Dr. Jennifer Thomas. The Tuesday 8:20 slot will be the monthly showcase, kind of an interesting one coming up, with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder.
Hiring.
That's
Allison
right.
Anderson Harder, huh? All right. KVOE live in local, cloud cover, 21 degrees, wind chill of 7 out there this morning. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Retail sales dropping sharply last month, partly because American